This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Today is Transgender Day of Remembrance. Joy 94.9 celebrates the T in the GLBTI, the contribution that trans folk have brought to our community, and we remember those that are no longer with us. Joy 94.9, celebrating our diverse community.
I'm Patrick Whelan-Smith. New South Wales same-sex couples now have their marriages recognised when they tie the knot overseas. The change comes to the New South Wales Relationship Register after independent member and long-time marriage equality advocate Alex Greenwich won support for a bill allowing recognition for not only same-sex but also gender-diverse couples. New South Wales is the third state in Australia to make this change, with the New South Wales Registry of Births, Deaths and Marriages now allowing same-sex couples to register online, guaranteeing them more protection and equality. Chief Justice of Family Court Diana Bryant has called for the High Court to rethink how the legal system approaches cases with transgender children. Justice Bryant expressed her views on this week's Four Corners, responding to the current process with the courts in regards to transgender children receiving support and medical treatment. As it currently stands, for a child to receive hormones, they need to apply to family court before receiving treatment. But to change the system without any court interference, there would need to be a test case brought to the High Court. Minors who go to family court have to prove they are GILIC competent, the legal term dictating whether a child is physically and mentally able to give consent without parental input. The story is available on iView for further investigation.
You are on our special Remembrance Day show on Joy 94.9 and you are with Kurt, Michelle, Megan, and we do have our podcaster for Trans Positions, Andrea, in the studio. Yes. That's what I call you, Andrea. I just call you our podcaster.
That's okay.
Now, Andrea, you want to say a few things?
I think it's really important that people can actually understand that it's not a choice you have. It's not a choice you can make. You either are transgender or you're intersexed, you're gay, bi, lesbian. It's just the way it is. And we don't really expect to take any part of the community away from anyone else. We don't want to occupy anyone else's territory. We just want to exist as a person. We have a lot to offer to the community. We have, some incredible skills throughout the community. And just to be allowed to exist as ourselves is all we really ask, and just a little bit of respect.
That's right, spot on. I completely agree with that, Andrea. Thank you. Now, Michelle.
Well, just in the break, along the same lines, I'm constantly have something in my feed. I mean, obviously being in here, we're so aware of what's going on in the community and everything. And we always have a little bit of news sections and stuff like that. But in our little break, I ran across this article that actually based here in Melbourne, that there's a councillor in Melbourne, City of Casey, who's pushing ahead with a motion to, if successful, would actually effectively ban the municipality from doing anything even remotely LGBTI related. And
yeah, it's like, where's the logic in that?
That's crazy.
Yeah, it is crazy.
It's absolute craziness.
And I'm like sitting here going, especially, after we're talking about all this today, and this is still happening, even here in Melbourne.
Yeah, it does matter, how difficult it is being trans, and we know how difficult it is being trans, but whether it's difficult also being gay or lesbian or bi, and when you've actually got a counsellor who's actually wanting to try and make life difficult in terms of trying to be able to foster knowledge and being able to let people be themselves in that kind of area, it's quite difficult. Seriously, you've got to ask the question, hello, logic, really?
Exactly. I mean, you basically are just isolating, a group. Here we are trying to go and bring awareness to this and finding, getting help for folks within our community and bringing awareness to everyone in the community. And then this is happening in one of our little...
Well, the question that I ask is that's a philosophy that person's going to take. Okay, well, is that person going to take the same sort of philosophy when it comes to promotion of, religious activities and different race activities and those kinds of things, really? Are they not going to celebrate Christmas down there? I don't know. Seriously, logic, come on. It's 2014. Come on, grow up.
Yeah, like Andrew was saying, we just want to exist and live our lives at peace. But now coming up, we have a very special guest, Amal, on the line. How are you, Amal? Are you there?
include aloha.
Aloha.
Aloha and bonjour.
It's fantastic to hear you, Mao. Now, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Okay. A bit about myself. I work in employment services. Regarding myself, I happen to be Fafafine, so in Pacific Island culture. Being Samoan, that's our equivalent to transgender. A culture where being transgender is very well embraced in terms of the fact that they see Fafafine as, you know, community providers. I think for us it's a thing of the elements of drawing upon culture, and what I mean by that is looking at the family ties, but for us as a culture it extends beyond that. So when we have other people, say from other Pacific Island groups who are in that group, that come into the group of being transgender, we see them as part of our own unique family, and it's a healthy thing, because, you know, at the end of the day, we need to all feel loved and respected, and just that there's that mutual understanding that at the end of the day, you're human. So, yeah, so being Fafafine and proud to be Fafafine is a great thing to, you know, to bring into this world, that at the end of the day, one is human, and at the end of the day, we all want to be happy and we all want to be respected and, you know, just to be who we truly are.
That's right. I agree with that. And so what does today, Transgender Day of Remembrance, mean to you?
There's a special significance for me. It's like I had my friend that had been murdered in the last month. And, you know, it was the surrounding, you know, person, Mayang, or to us, closer Maya. The relevance of that is that the transgender day is important, that we pay our respects, that we get, you know, that we show that our solidarity as a community, as, you know, we all come from different walks of life, and just by showing strength and courage and coming together and saying, you know, we acknowledge, you know, those that have passed, and that, you know, if in some ways there is light at the end of the tunnel for, you know, our community to be seen as visible, you know, like visible, that, hey, look, they're out there, they're doing their thing. You know, for myself, just having that and allowing for these other transgender people or gender diverse people from other ethnic communities coming in, you know, saying, you know, we're part of a wider picture, a bigger picture, that we're all in this together. We're different in our, you know, we may be different in the tones of our colour of our skins or where we are transitioning, but it is so important that we, as human beings, first and foremost, be treated with that, you know, that dignity and that pride. And so for myself, it's, you know, also, you know, I'm looking out for my sisters from our Asian cultures, our African American cultures, our trans brothers, from the various cultures, that, you know, you're still a part of this world, you're still a part of Australia, you know, you're still a part of the trans community. And it's just, it's, you know, to be validated and acknowledged for, you know, what you as a human being different, you know, in your genetic makeup, in your, you know, is so important. So just that thing of encouraging, paying respect to those that have passed away, but seeing this as a thing of where we can be, you know, stand together, you know, and say, you know, we need to stand firm on this. We need to go forward in any possible way. So, yeah.
Yeah, I agree that you know, it's about moving forward and educating and making people aware.
Definitely the educating, you know, just drawing back on, you know, in the last month or so, there's been people of various cultures, like, you know, trans people, you know, like our African-American sisters that have been, you know, murdered in the States, and there's been quite a... quite been a highlight in the number of murders that have been happening in the States. I guess we hear a lot about that because, you know, the media, you know, in itself, just like my friend that got Maya, you know, hearing those stories is saddening, but there's something that, you know, where we have to look out for each other. You know, there was, I think, who was the other one? There was Jennifer Lord, the Filipino transsexual. You know, it's very disheartening because it's not just a specific culture, you know, that these things happen to. It's other cultures. You know, looking back and over time, there was one of the known cases in America, Brandon Tina, that was murdered a few years back. You know, murders such as that, you know, a trans male that was murdered back in the day. We look at Hispanic or Latin transgender person Gwen Arujo or African-American Nariah Johnson. Those are our past, you know, people who have been murdered. So it's important for us as trans women, as trans men, regardless of our cultures or our sexual identity, to stand together because, you know, we need some form of, you know, I guess justice. What I mean by justice, in a way that people see that these people are human beings, they need to be left alone, they need to be allowed to live their life as happily, and just to take a, you know, step down from that judgment level, because it definitely, you know, plays in the back of the mind in terms of the mental issues, you know, regarding trans people. And that's a challenge in itself to overcome, let alone we having to deal with people that, you know, the murders and the, you know, the physical, both the physical and the verbal attacks. So, yeah, these days like this, it's so important for us, because it's like we're able to highlight who we are as people, and, you know, hopefully that we're able to move forward, you know?
Mm, definitely. I'm looking forward to moving forward. Mal, I wondered where you go to for support, and are you involved in any organisations or community groups?
At the moment, I'm looking at starting a Pacific young people's group. When I mean young, 25 below, but if it means 30 and above like myself, hey, not a problem. Just trying to look at my own community, because it's, you know, coming from a Samoan culture where it's accepted. So trying to bring that into the core of reaching out to other various ethnic communities, because my own personal belief is we all have a lot to contribute from our, you know, from our different, you know, probably takes from different ethnic cultures, like for myself, the Samoan, the trans community from Thailand. There's so much to offer each other, and we could probably learn about ways how we can bring those ideas in forms of encouraging dialogue, to, you know, just to try and bring the community, A, together, but B, being able to, you know, step outside the boundary of what is already out there. So hence myself looking at a Pacific group, and to also feed that it's okay to laugh, that it's okay to have a sense of humour, and bringing that and injecting that as well with a lot of, you know, like from, you know, my culture perspective is a lot of love and a lot of treating everybody like family, because at the end of the day, we're all family, you know, regardless. That's my belief anyway.
Yeah, I believe something along those similar lines as well. Now, Mal, thank you so much for talking with us today.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
It's been our pleasure. Look, I love your thoughts on Transgender Day of Remembrance, and it is a day for remembering and honouring those who have passed, like your friends, and I'm sorry for your losses. If anyone does need support or does need to talk to someone, you can call Lifeline on 131114. Thank you so much, Amal.
Oh, not a problem.
Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you kindly. Bless you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. You are listening to our special day of remembrance on Joy 94.9. And you're with Kurt, Megan and Michelle. And we have a very special guest just joined us, Lana.
Hi.
Lana. Now, I'm sure Joy listeners will be familiar with Lana's voice because Lana is on Tuesday nights.
I am on Tuesday nights. Two shows before yours.
Yes, Worldwide Wave.
Yes.
Absolutely. And you also did a special show yesterday as well.
I did.
Yes.
I did a special show yesterday. I just do stuff. Just you know. Stuff. I'm a joy star.
It's all
I'm
fun.
Just joyous.
Joyous.
Yes, yeah, so we love to have you in today, Lana. And we wanted to know, I call you a trans ally all the time. I don't know if that's what you like to be called, but I'm just doing it anyway.
Well, it's an interesting thing because I actually spoke to a really close friend of mine last night because it's something that I've been thinking about a lot, particularly with Trans Day of Remembrance coming up. And I said, am I a trans ally? And he's like, well, I think you're an awesome trans ally. And I said, well, is that because we're really close friends? Is that because I love you that I am someone that, you know, does more than treat you just generally with respect and use the right pronouns? Is it because we have a personal relationship? And he's like, no, and we're all talking about it, so I'm going to claim that word.
Excellent.
Good on you.
I wondered what today, Trans Day of Remembrance, means to you.
Look, it means a lot of things. Really personally, there's people that I've lost in the past. Professionally, working in mental health for so many years, I see their impact. And also kind of as a cisgendered person, it's a time to really reflect and think about what am I doing for the trans community and really what does it mean to be a trans ally? It's really quite interesting this week with Leslie Feinberg passing away because they were someone that was incredibly important in my life, in my struggles, in my history. And it's really quite interesting because the same is said about the trans community, that Leslie was someone who was important, was an elder. And the reason why we can say that so distinctively and so clearly is because Leslie really did a lot of work around, Leslie coined the term trans liberation. And Leslie did that in order to affix trans rights into the larger conversation about human rights. And trans liberation as such is inextricably linked to other movements of equality and justice. And Leslie talks about that in her book, Trans Liberation Beyond Pink and Blue. But the other kind of stuff that Leslie really brought forward as a lesbian, as a trans activist, as a woman, as a class warrior, is in her online blog, Casualties of an Undeclared War, Leslie really brought the awareness of institutionalized racism, of women's oppression, of barriers to healthcare, of class issues into the forefront of queer struggles. And she has a quote, she quotes Shea Shavira, and I like that, you know, I'm going to quote it now. I'm going to use this quote, knowing that Leslie quoted it from Shea. So a revolutionary activist looking at imperialism and racism to a queer activist looking at lesbian issues, women's issues, trans issues. And Leslie says that Shea said, at the risk of seeming ridiculous, let me say that the true revolutionary is guided by great feelings of love. We must strive every day so that this love of living humanity will be transformed into actual deeds, into acts that serve as examples, as a moving force. Mm. And so when I try and think about, you know, what this day means, it's about reassessing myself. How can I be better at human liberation? How can I be better as a trans ally? And how can I move forward being a trans ally? Because, you know, I'm kind of cool, but I'm by no means perfect and I make lots of mistakes and I can always do a better job. And, you know, the reason why I think those things, the reason why it's such an important day is because I do believe that our struggles are inextricably linked, that, you know, it's not just my friends, my personal friends, but as a whole community, we need to band together. And today is the day that we band together for our trans brothers and sisters and siblings, and, you know, think about not only their history and struggles, but how together we can move forward.
Mm. Oh, that's fantastic. That's awesome. I love that quote.
What do you think, too.
Michelle?
As she's reading it, the grin was getting massive. Yeah, I'd love to actually have that retyped back up and probably put that on
post it out on A3 and stick on your wall.
But showing that thing, I think that was just a perfect quote for today. It just summed it all up, really, for me.
Yeah, yeah.
That was amazing. Thank you for sharing that.
Thank you for having me on your show today. Really blessed.
I think we're privileged to have you.
Absolutely. I'm privileged to be here.
No, I love you.
No, you hang up. So, well, Lana, thank you so much. And everybody, tune in to Lana's show on Tuesday nights. We do expect you to be listening to Joy all night long on Tuesday nights.
Right. You know, so Tuesday nights, Worldwide Waves, taking you around the globe, one country at a time. And that's at 7 and at 9. It's Transpositions with awesome people in this room. It's great.
Awesome. Thank you, Lana.
Thank you so much.
You are on our Trans Day of Remembrance on Joy 94.9.
Where we remember those for Transgender Day of Remembrance. So, Kurt, I wanted to try and find out just a couple of things. Have we had any messages come through?
We have had some lovely messages. So, Emma. Now, Emma is on Lefty Pinkers on Tuesday nights, and she sent us a lovely message saying, Kurt, you sound fabulous too. Thank you, Emma. And she's saying, loving the show and such an important day to honour and support trans people. I am a proud ally. That's fantastic, Emma. Thank you so much for your message. We have had another message from a listener saying, wonderful conversation. You're educating the public with your insightful and fun show. If you have any comments or criticizes, critiques, whatever, maybe just compliments, really.
Yeah. Or questions. Positive criticism.
Positive. That's positive. Nice, Megan. Or any questions for us, please SMS 0427JOY949.
You can also email us onair@joy.org.au.
Now, there's another thing happening for Transgender Day of Remembrance in Adelaide.
Adelaide, yes.
And it's a massive feast festival.
Feast? Sounds like lots of food.
Feasting.
Lots to eat. Well, but that's the thing. Like, Feast is actually a two-week festival. It actually starts from November 15 and goes through to November 30. And so it's actually been running since about 1997, I believe. So Catherine Fitzgerald, she's actually the artistic director for Feast. She says that the Feast Festival hosts international agents... Yeah, I can't speak today. It's just like
I did it before too, Michelle. It's all on you.
It's all on you.
But yeah, so it actually features hosts such as Buck Angel. So Buck is a trans man, and we've actually had Buck recently on the show. We did Chris did an interview, yeah, which we played.
It was a lovely interview, by the way.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah, cool fun.
So Buck Angel, horse Adifi Mefinio, and other Australian legends such as Carlotta, Bob Down, Amulus, Hannah Gadsby, Maud Davey, and Michael Gruber. We'll join other international and local artists such as Lee Simmons and Mark Bowden in a program chock block full of music, theatre, comedy, cabaret and visual arts. So it's actually sounding like a really good program that they've actually got set up for there. I've actually did have a bit of a brief look at some stuff there, so it's great. But I know that we've got someone that is close.
Just someone on the line.
Someone who's very close to our show is Paige. And Paige, you're on your way up to Feast.
Hey,
Paige.
G'day, Paige.
Hey, yes, I am sitting at gate 2 at the airport waiting to jump on a plane to head over for Feast.
Lovely.
So, very excited.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
What are you doing? So what are you involved in at Feast? Are you singing and
dancing?
Showing your pretty face?
Yeah, you know, singing, dancing. I'm going to be doing the Transgender Day of Remembrance event tonight, which
involves, I'm going to be speaking about some of the issues in relation to the existing violence against the trans community, and I'm going to be singing a little bit. I'm going to sort of try and interweave some songs that are relevant into the stuff that I'm talking about, and hopefully take people on a little bit of an emotional journey and make them think a little bit and feel a bit and maybe feel a lot and hopefully heal a little bit as well. And then after that, I'm really, really seriously hoping to bump into Buck Angel and give him a big squeeze.
Aww. Yeah. Well, tell him we said hi.
We missed that. But just from what I can see of the actual program itself, that Buck Angel and also Carl Otto are going to be featuring at that. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. Like, I actually, when they rang me about it, they were like, I said, who's involved? And they were like, yeah, Carl Otto. And I was like, oh, just assuming, I don't know, some Adelaide person called Carl Otto. And they were like, from my girls, I was like, what? Seriously? Like, Carl Otto's going to be there? And they were like, yeah. And there's this, trans porn star dude. What's his name? Buck Angel. And I was like, oh wow, you're Skyping Buck in, that's great. They were like, no, he's going to be there. I'm like, no, get out.
Well, Buck's also got some of his films actually showing there as well, so that's really going to be interesting to see. Buck's also running a trans man health workshop.
It depends on which shows.
I'm wondering what film is they going to show tonight, because I know there's going to be kids there. So,
sounds like your brain went where my brain went, Paige.
I think some of the films that he's actually showing, I'm not sure if they're tonight. There's one on Saturday night, which is the 23rd. And there's also, Sunday night, the 23rd. And there's also on the 21st tomorrow night. But the one on Sunday is Mr. Angel. And then also tomorrow night, he's got Sexing the Trans Man.
And so they're both documentaries, okay. I think. Yeah. I've seen those ones and they're quite clean. So don't get too excited, Paige.
I wish that I was able to there for more time, but unfortunately, I'm pretty much fly in, fly out. So
yeah.
You're a minor.
This week's been crazy.
It seems that way for you. You just seem busy all the time, dude.
Oh mate, look, just the whole sort of Four Corners doco coming out has just been absolutely incredible.
I posted the link for the Four Corners doco on the Transpositions Facebook page. Just quickly, Paige, I just wanted to know what Transgender Day of Remembrance means to you personally.
What it means to me personally is, right now, it means that we're sort of sitting at a real axis, a middle ground, I think, because we have more attention, more profile, more opportunity, more understanding than we've ever had previously in our history. It sort of comes with a lot of excitement, but it also, I think there's some fear accompanies it as well, because it is difficult to sort of stand up and be authentically yourself, especially when you have a history of being a victim of violence. So for me, it really means being able to take stock of where we've come from and the reality of... the fact that we do need to be careful and we do need to look out for each other and for ourselves, but not letting that overshadow us too much and to the point that it becomes disempowering. So, really wanting to focus on a positive way forward as a community.
Thank you so much, Paige.
No worries.
Good luck on your trip. I'm sure it'll be awesome fun.
Gonna have a great time.
Have a pie photo for us.
I will cuddle Buck for you.
And have a pie floater.
Take a selfie and post it to the Ally project too as well.
Yeah, so we need you to do that right now if you can.
We need some more selfies.
Yeah.
I just missed that completely. You're talking over the top of each other. What did you say?
We need a selfie. The selfie and post it and hashtag it the Ally project.
The Ally project.
Ally project.
And also hashtag Tidor.
Tidor.
Okay, hashtag TDOR, hashtag Ally Project, selfie with Buck, consider it done.
Awesome.
Sweet.
Awesome.
Yeah, I'm excited. Thank you, Paige.
Thank you, Paige.
Thanks, Paige.
Bye.
Michelle, do you want to read out a lovely message
we
had?
Just got another message come through telling us it's a great show and that you are all gorgeous.
Oh, all gorgeous. Everyone's all gorgeous. Sweet. Excellent.
Even you, Chris.
You are on our special day of remembrance on Joy 94.9. And when I say special remembrance day, I mean transgender day of remembrance. And it has been fantastic since 9 o'clock this morning, spending all this time in the studio with you lovely people.
It's been non-stop, actually.
We've invaded your ears, your homes, your computers, everything.
Yes, we have. We've invaded it with our faces. So if you haven't taken a selfie of yourself yet, do it now and tag hashtag Ally Project, hashtag TDOR.
Absolutely. We want to try and share these as much as what we possibly can. So it's like, we just also want to get the message out as well about being transgender and Transgender Day of Remembrance and how it's important to remember those who are no longer with us, which is really what this whole day is about for us.
And it's been a special day for us. I mean, all of us here from the Trans Positions team, that normally on Tuesdays at 9 p.m. But, you know, we were talking earlier about, you know, this show here, this station here at Joy, you know, started off as... You know, was it, we said earlier, Andrea, it was a one day a week program.
Yeah, and that's when I started listening to it. It was just this interesting program that actually fitted into my life.
Yeah, and then here we are, you know, 21 years later, there's a group of trans folk in this room, you know, broadcasting this morning on Remembrance Day. It's amazing.
We have come a long way. I would say, you know, Joy was sort of pioneered by a gay man.
Exactly.
And if it wasn't for gays and lesbians, sort of the trans wouldn't have such a smooth road to walk on.
Yeah.
So places like Joy give us that opportunity to come and have our voices heard. I'm not an expert on anything trans, but Joy has... They've included me and let me come on air and talk and have fun and meet such lovely people.
I think that's also one of the really important reasons to consider actually becoming a Joy member, so I can actually get to share and join within the actual community itself and get to contribute back to the wider part of the community itself.
It's made a huge difference to my life being a part of this program, even though it's in the background, and it's just changed everything. It's so exciting and it's given me a voice.
Fantastic. We do have Emily in the studio. And so Emily is the new special program director for Joy. And Emily, I just wanted to say it's fantastic having you aboard, and it was great to have you on the show today. And so we certainly look forward to many more Joy, fun, trans things with you.
Awesome, yeah. I mean, so yeah, everyone listen, Tuesdays, night 9 o'clock, but not over summer. There's this massive program of festivals, there's Midsummer, there's Pride, there's all kinds of community events that this team and this station is going to be part of, broadcasting across Melbourne. It's going to be a wonderful summer of Joy.
You hear that? We're here to stay. We're not going anywhere.
Yeah, we're here.
Get used to us.
Now, I was sort of interested because Michelle, yes. Andrea and Megan, I sort of really haven't gotten your spin on what today means to you personally. Sorry, Michelle, I kind of stumped you there. Megan, have you got an answer?
Oh, well, I was going to say, look... yeah, there was someone, I suppose, that I suppose I want to try and remember really for this year. She was trans as well, and unfortunately she did pass away earlier this year, and she actually did share the same first name as myself. And I used to sort of chat to her quite often on Facebook, just about things and how things were going with her life and everything else like that. And I remember that she sort of really... then started going to a really negative spiral, and no one could really read what was going on, and none of us sort of really picked up on the cues of what was happening with her. And she's no longer here. And I suppose for me, coming out of Transgender Day of Remembrance is to really think about Megan and to appreciate what she did do for the community, the way in which she was such a positive person with everything that she had done, and to also engage with the community before she died. So, I think for me, Tito, that's what it's about, to reflect upon her and what she did and who she was as a person.
Thanks, Megan. Michelle?
I guess for me, it takes me back to, I think, Megan can remember breakfast one morning. We were up at Southern Cross, and it was that morning. I think there was about, at that stage, there was three suicides kind of all in a row, all within our community. And then another friend of mine, she had an ex-husband actually commit suicide as well. So in a matter of a week, there was like four suicides. And I know I myself, I was really not, as most people do, we all kind of are ups and downs on the thing. And I think back on that sort of thing, and I didn't know these people so personally, but I followed a bit of their stories on Facebook, and again, we all have these, like you said earlier, you met Vanessa, you hadn't met her in person, but here she was, finally here.
Yeah.
And that's just that we don't meet so many people in person. And then for me, in some ways, being part of this gives me a chance to reach out to all those people I haven't met in person to say, hey, you know, we are here and whatever. I've been there myself. You know, I sat with a close personal friend of mine, and I was in her car, and I opened up to her, and I said, earlier this week, I stood there in my kitchen. I had a knife, just holding it, just looking at it, and the thought was in through my head, and I thought to myself, what's that going to do? You know, my kids, my everything, and I needed to be more involved. I needed to find some way of helping, and I just, you know, all those things went through my head, and here I am. I'm here. I'm trying to make a difference. I'm reaching out to everyone. Everyone, hear my voice. I've been there. I understand. I want to find a way to help. And that's the whole point of all this.
Yep.
Yeah. Excellent. Thank you so much for sharing that with us, Michelle. You can, if you are struggling with any issues or need some support or need to talk to someone, you can contact Lifeline on 131114. Thank you very much to all the guests who have been on today, all the lovely faces who have come in and all the lovely voices we've spoken to on the phone. Andrea will edit all this and podcast it for you probably into three separate
It'll
hours.
Be three separate segments because it'll be just it'll a little
be.
Bit too
<It'll be neat. laughs> Yes. So you can find that soon at the Joy website, joy.org.au. Thank you to Chris on panel.
Thank you, Chris.
To Emily and all our guests and Megan and Michelle. Make sure you do listen to Transpositions on Tuesday nights at 9 p.m.
Thank you.
That's it.
Thanks. That was awesome. It's been a great morning.
Thank you so much for listening.
Bye, everyone. Thank you for listening.
And we look forward to seeing you on Tuesday nights.
That's right. You're on Joy 94.9.
Today is Transgender Day of Remembrance. Joy 94.9 celebrates the T in GLBTI, the contribution trans folk have brought to our community, and we remember those no longer with us. Joy 94.9, celebrating our diverse community.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Today is Transgender Day of Remembrance. Joy 94.9 celebrates the T in GLBTI, the contribution trans folk have brought to our community, and we remember those no longer with us. Joy 94.9, celebrating our diverse community.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.